Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, October 15th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Empress, and this one is not from a deck, okay? Not that I'm aware of. Now, here's the deal. The artist's name is Heather Dryden, and I found this image through a hashtag on Instagram called Matt's Art Challenge. And it came up with all kinds of Empress cards. And I believe that I've also come across some full ones as well. So if you just like to see, you know, what people come up with, you can always follow that and see what's going on. Anyway, we have a pretty lovely day going on. And this always makes a great Sunday card as well. We start off, you know, from yesterday's new moon with the Libra moon squaring Pluto and Capricorn. But that's when most of you are asleep, and it doesn't last that long, so don't even worry about it. But the moon's going to move into Scorpio, all right? Things are a little more intense, highly intuitive, but there's some nice aspects here. And we have a trine with Saturn, which is retrograde in Pisces at its stationing degree. It's conjunct with Mars, because Mars is home in Scorpio. More great energy, okay? And sextile to Venus, which is currently in Virgo. That last one, our Empress card, is most Venusian, okay? She really is that abundance in all the things that the universe wants you to have. So she can represent something like that for you today. You know, some abundance in your life. But there's other things to consider as well. One of the things when I see this card on a Sunday, I always want to tell everyone, call your mother. If you are in a position and fortunate enough to be able to do so, then do it. All right? Because this is like the ultimate mom card. I think I'm a little more fond of the Queen of Pentacles as a mom. But still, this is our matriarch of the tarot. And she can, you know, manifest herself in your life as a mother, a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a BFF. And she's very indicative of that divine feminine energy in your life. It just has a good feel to it, you know, to me here today. And it doesn't have to be any one particular thing. We all define abundance in different ways and what makes us feel good. But there is definitely something here to be enjoyed, which is pleasurable. And I hope that you all are able to find it. Just don't ever, like any time, set your expectations where they are so, what's the word I'm looking for? In other words, let yourself be open to the possibilities and not limit your goals to certain things. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.